Much of the forest land above the Illinois River in southwest Oregon is a tangled mess of manzanita, shrubby hardwoods, and ceanothus. Bushwhacking through it is a branch-to-the-face, boot-snagging, poison-oaky horror. And this is one of the easy spots, says Charles Maxwell.
This one is a pretty accessible site, relatively. Somewhere quite a bit further in.
This is where the Biscuit Fire burned 13 years ago, in one of dozens of research plots the Portland State PhD student cataloged this summer.
And this is the sort of typical thing that we would see. A fairly diverse number of species, but again, not too much in the way of conifer regeneration.
In fact, the shrubs here are decidedly in control. Maxwell and his colleague, Melissa Lukash, are trying to figure out if this is going to be permanent.
You know, with climate change, we might be headed over more towards that tipping point of increasing more shrubs.
Some modeling has shown these Klamath and Siskiyou forests could experience a substantial long-term shift from conifer to the shrub-heavy chaparral. Portland State's Robert Scheller, who's leading the study, says established trees can likely survive some warming. Where climate change really kicks in is after large forest die-offs from wildfire, disease, or bug infestation.
So it's those little trees, you know, like little trees. Those are the ones that really get hammered by drought. And so if you get the big wildfire and then you get droughty years following that, and that's where you get the replacement with shrub chaparral. They can keep a location in this shrub chaparral state for decades or even centuries.
Scheller hypothesizes that any place in the Northwest outside the moist coast range is at risk of flipping to some other forest system. This has major implications for the region, says University of British Columbia forestry professor Nicholas Koops.
Ultimately, the species that inhabit that forest, the biodiversity that's in that forest, the ground cover, all of that will ultimately be shifting. Now, the caveat is, of course, it probably won't shift in one person's lifetime, but the trail that your grandkid walks will be a very different trail.
Landscape shifts to shrub could mean changes for the timber industry as well, says Mike Clossy with the Oregon Forest Resources Institute.
You know, if you're owning it, you're not going to get much income off of that piece of ground.
But Roseburg Forest Products Manager Eric Geyer says they have not changed how they're managing their land in anticipation of shifting forest types.
As people that look at the forest as a long-term process, we don't really think about smaller shifts, we think about big shifts, and that's anybody's guess as to what the climate may do over the next 30 or 40 years.
The data gathered this summer by Portland State scientists will be used to help better predict what forests will look like in the future. But even now, the consensus is that forest type shifts are happening, and Lukash says intense wildfire can hasten the process.
If you have these scenarios where you have increasing fire, then you have more and more shrubs, and then you have increasing fire, and you have, sort of resetting, and you have shrubs dominating again. You end up in this sort of self-reinforcing loop.
And to help Northwest forests weather the coming climate change, scientists and forest managers will need to figure out how to break that cycle. I'm Jess Burns reporting.